Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Glory to God. God is a good God, church. God is a good God. God is a good God. Woo! That thing done got real up in here. Yeah, it done got real. It done got electric. Woo! Look at somebody and tell them, this I know. That's my topic of this little mini sermon. This I know. Glory to God. Thank you. This I know. Look at somebody else and tell them, this I know. See, we get stuck sometimes because, like I said, what we see that's going on with the government and in your neighborhood is killing every day, all night sometimes. It's just, and it make you wonder after a while, when is it coming my way? Or if it's coming my way. So to keep you wondering and pondering, you never would have thought anybody would shoot up a synagogue or a church. But the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Look at somebody and tell him, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. See, that rascal ain't never happy. See, we got to recognize the devil for who he really is. We got to recognize for who. See, we bypassing because we're trying to be buddies with everybody. But your light should be shining to the darkness in somebody else that don't even want to get up under you. Yeah, we done got away from the old way. My Bible tell me, seek the old path. And when I find it, it told me to walk therein. Yeah, we find it, but we won't walk in it. Yeah, we know where it's at. It's in the Word of God, but we won't walk in it. That's how we get caught up. That's how we get trapped in our mind. See, devil, don't fool yourself. Devil don't want your little car. Devil don't want your house. Devil don't even want your banking account. That buzzsaw to stealing your money. But the devil don't want none of those things. What he want is your mind. If he can get your mind, this is why the Bible says, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Look at somebody and tell them, get a mind change. You got to have a mind change to serve this God. You need a mind change. If you don't get your mind changed, you will not serve him. He don't come to get your things. Amen. He tried that with one man by the name of Brother Job, didn't he? Uh-huh. He tried that with Job. Took all his cattle, took all his children. Made his wife turn against him. Job held on. Thank God for you holding on, Pastor. I said, Job held on. Will you hold on? That's a question I'm asking you as a pastor. Will you hold on to God's unchanging hand? Because I believe every believer ought to have something from God that they can say, this I know. I know too much about him to doubt him. I said I know too much about him to doubt him. I know too much about him to doubt him. Glory to God. I had, what's the name of that disease had us for a while? I had COVID twice. And I know many that didn't make it. I didn't say they didn't make it to heaven because you can make it to heaven with COVID. Just make sure you're in the right standing with God. What you want to hear him say with COVID, AIDS, or anything else, you want to hear him say, well done. Thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what you want to hear him say. We're going to go up, we're going to go down. While you up, enjoy. When you go down, enjoy. Don't shout because you're on top of the mountain. Shout when you're in the valley. Don't shout because you got some money. Shout when you're broke. Don't shout just because your health is doing good. Shout when your health not doing good. Don't praise him just because you're doing fairly well. Praise him when you're not doing well. Don't just praise him because your children doing okay. Praise him when they're not doing okay. Don't just praise him because Booker out of jail. Praise him when Booker in jail. I know he's all right. I'm trying to learn how to affect that. I about got a Taquan, about got me trained. We have to realize, I'm going. I'm not going to bore you. I'm going. But look at somebody else and tell them, this I know. Yes, sir. This I know. You can tell me a lot of stuff, but this I do know. I know he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm going to go with the scriptures in the Bible. Then I'm going to come back to my life. If that's all right with you, and I'm going to be through. Is that all right? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, 1 through 16. 1 Kings. Thank you, Jesus. That's 1 Kings.
1 Kings.
Uh-huh.
Chapter 17.
Uh-huh.
Beginning at the first verse.
Read.
And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word.
See, can't nothing happen except God allow it. That's what we have to get in our mind. Now, the devil can't do nothing unless he let him. He did it with Job, didn't he? So if we're going to serve him, just remember, when we finish reading this, I'm going to show you something. Just remember, if God using you, don't stop the process. Oh, but Bishop, I ain't never, because I went through that, huh? Never been in a hospital, never been there. Mess around there. They talk me into going in there, and what they take out of me? Took my gallbladder away from me. I suppose it went to heaven with a gallbladder. Took my gallbladder out of me. I'm a young, strong, elderly man. Just strength. Just when they took that gallbladder. I ain't kidding, cutting the grass with a pushing lawnmower. Man, it hurt to watch him cut it with a riding lawnmower. While I was lying there in the hospital, God began to show me something. Show me that I'm not exempt from nothing on this earth. No sickness, because we come over on the Lord's side and we feel like we ain't gonna never get sick. That's what the old Pentecost, that's what they used to teach us, because they didn't know. They knew, but they didn't know. You missed it. They knew, but they didn't know. So if you got sick, it was of the devil. God can take sickness and turn it around. Okay, let me give you a Bible since you're a scholar. You seen the little embryo? You don't see them much now on the doctors over their door. It's two serpents. They used to have them on there. You know where that sign come from? It came out of the Bible. During Moses' days, the serpents was biting the children of Israel. And God told Moses, put him on his staff and raise him up. And everybody that looked at him, they would live. God took the very thing that was biting and destroying them, turned it around and gave them life. Do you know this? I know. Do you know what kind of God you serve? Yes, sir. Are you only testing him because you want a loaf of bread? You're only testing him because you wanted a wife or a husband. Now you want to send both of them back. and be looking through your marriage papers and trying to see is it a recall on her. Trying to say, is it a recall on him? I'm going to preach to you. I'm just a flat-footed preacher. That's after you done sweat and prayed and worked and hollered and drooped and hooped and God said and God could turn anything around. I have a problem. We won't be patient and wait on God. You got to be patient. God don't work on our terms. He don't work on our time. He don't care nothing about your Rolex. He don't care nothing about my Timex. He is time. He can stop time. He told this man here that for the rain to stop for how many years? 3 years. He stopped the rain for 3 years. And he can't stop your pain for 30 minutes? What kind of God are you serving? What? Do you really know him? I'm being serious, y'all. Let's go to school quick. Do you really know him? Or are you just shouting off a good whim? Or are you just praising God because it feels good? You came into church house because they got good music and it sound good because you don't want to go to the club no more so you can dance up in here. Oh, I danced in the club and I still dance. All I done was change partners. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, preacher, read. I got to get them out of here.
Verse 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying.
The word of the Lord. Have the word of the Lord ever came to you? Well, if it hadn't, it's your fault. You got a Bible. What is it, on your cell phone? That's what my mama used to call a cell of your phone. Wherever you got the word, take the word.
That's right.
Back then, they didn't have the Bible. God was speaking to them so they could lead the language for us to use. Do you believe the word? Read, preacher. I'm not fussing.
Verse 3. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide.
And hide.
Thyself by the brook Cherith. That it is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook.
Brook.
And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
Stop right there. I know I thought the same thing when the government put on brakes. I'm on a fixed income. But the good part about it, God fixed the income. Well, I told you, I'm going to preach to you now. Now, if the God I serve touched the raven and told them to go feed this prophet and gave him water down by the brook, and I serve the same God? Are we serving the same God? We done made up a God in our own mind and our own imagination. That's who we following and that's who we serving. Don't you get hung up and stuck up on the government of this land. It's going to be in and out. But I read in my word, he said the government, his government sat on his shoulder. He'll make a way out of no way. Yes, he will. I said he'll make a way out of no way. This I know. Come on, preacher, I got to get him out of here.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord.
He done what? Hold it right there. I can't help it.
He went and did
according
to the word of the Lord.
Not the way he wanted to do it. Okay. See, without a mind change, you're subject to add something to it.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, God left that out right there. I need that. I need that little part in there. I don't know why God. You know how many times saints say that? I don't know why God done that. I don't know why God. Now, if you know God did it, he did it because he's God. You just accept whatever he do. Read, preacher. Exactly. Listen to what he said. He did according to what the word said.
According to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan.
Yes.
And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning bread and flesh in the evening.
See, and y'all thought that. I'm coming, y'all. I see a little cars every now and then. They have this little blue light over in the windshield. And they be carrying food and stuff. What is those called?
DoorDash.
Yeah, I know. They call them what?
DoorDash.
Well, I know some bird dash that was sent by God.
Right.
And they were called ravens. It's in the book. Ain't nothing new under the sun. That's what you got to realize. Stop getting stuck up and hung up on what's around you and what's happening around you. Read this Bible and take it into your heart.
That's right.
Nothing new under the sun. God, we got to make a light. We got to do this, and we got to go down to the store and make sure the food is cooked right, and we got to make sure we got it right. Then we got to take a picture with the phone to make sure we set it at the right address. These birds went and got meat and bread.
That's right.
Flew back to the prophet of God. Brought him meat and bread. They didn't bring him meat. They didn't bring him bread. Tell me he had a little color in him. He needed meat and bread. And God fed him. Read.
And he drank of the brook.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up.
See, our problem, we'll get stuck in one place. If God hadn't dried that brook up, God ever dried your brook up? This I know. God ever dried your brook up? I'm going to get this mic to Minister Jordan. He's feeling that thing. This I know. God ever dried your brook up? Oh, Lord, yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll bring you to one place, and you just shout. After a while, he dried your brook up. He don't want you to stay right there no longer. He wants you to go back to the Word, because he got another plan for you. He got something better for you. He got something great for you. He got something that will lift you up and turn you around. Woo! Okay. I got to quit. I can't be all night. Okay, I'm about to pass. Read.
He said, because there had been no rain in the land.
It hadn't been no rain in the land. Now let me say this before we move on. Look what God done to this man. He shut down the rain, but moved him to where he could get water. God ain't never failed us. We fail him.
That's right.
And most of our failing come because we disobedient. If we learn to be obedient to God, we'll be blessed.
That's right.
I know. I'm blessed and highly favored. You favored. But if God hadn't blessed you, because my Bible tells me he has no sorrow to his blessing. You don't hear me. Read, preacher. I got to get him out of here.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
Woo! As he moved him from one place, he was still taking care of him in another place.
That's
the God we serve. He don't start here and just let you go. He blessed you to be a blessing. Our problem, we got our nice home, the nice car. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Money, God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be well off. But don't get stuck up on your blessing. Make all the money you want to make, but don't let money make you. Don't turn into the rich man. You're going to be a bigger bond. No. If he blessed you, he blessed you to be a blessing. Now, we got that crap mentality. I got mine. You get you. I worked hard to get mine. You get yours. God might not want that to work hard. But he allowed you to breathe and work hard and still live so you could bless somebody else. To me, there's nothing no worse than a selfish saint. Back when we didn't have two nickels to rub together. We will go by one other house and pick them up. Make sure they got to church. Amen. With no air conditioners in our car. Didn't even hardly have church fans. Amen. But on our way, we will pick them up, see about them, feed their children. Yeah, we will. Now, all of your beautiful cars, all of them, and you don't want nobody in there but you and Rover. Rover just sitting up in there happy. Air conditioned blowing. Oh, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I'm not against Rover now. But roll over if you're a child of God and help somebody. Everybody not blessed like you blessed. They waiting on their turn. But while they waiting, this I know. We should hold us because the Bible said, I am my brother's keeper. My job to see about my brother. We keep on talking about, I'm praying for him. Well, you got two loaves of bread, give him one. You can say that prayer for another day. Read, preacher, I'm sorry.
Verse 10. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of the sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink.
He didn't ask for a whole lot. I'm thirsty, just a little water. Mm-hmm. Just a little. We don't want to give a little nothing no more. We don't want to give God a little our time. We don't want to give God but a little prayer. We don't want to give God but a little praise. We don't want to give God but a little worship. But that coming a day that you going to wish you had a gave him your all. I'm not talking about a little bit of it, all of it, because trust me, everything on you belong to God. Your eyes belong to him. Your ears belong to him. Your tongue belong to him. Why you give me a tongue? Because he wants you to praise him. He wants you to worship him. Well, why I need to praise him? Because he said when praises go up, I need to get the blesser down here. So he gave me a tongue to tap on the door open and let him come in. Read, preacher.
And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die.
Hold it right there. Now, how many would have gave in to that because the prophet said do? Now, that's some false prophets out here, and y'all know them. It ain't like y'all getting caught by surprise. We old enough to know what's real and what's not real. Oh, come on, don't keep on playing. I'm praying to see, is he right? I'm praying. Well, if he wearing Skittles, what they call them heels?
Stilettos.
If he wearing them, he a false prophet. I'm going to preach deliverance. That's all I know. If he run around rubbing his rusty beard, his straggly beard on another man's face, talking about that's the first man. I'm like Scooby-Doo. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, if you can't shout amen, just write down my address and mail it in. This world is twisted. Don't bother me because the world gonna do what the world do. Sinners gonna do what sinners do. I don't expect sinners to live holy. I don't expect sinners to live righteous. I don't expect sinners to obey God. But I do expect the saints and the children of God, those that are following him, I expect you to live holy every day. Live right every day. Fast and pray every day. And let me help you. I'm not homophobic. And I believe in same-sex marriage. That's why me and her have been married 53 years. That same-sex marriage. That went over your head. You can't. I come to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, we come in and we holler, we fall out, sweat our clothes out, and all that. And then you ask the next week, what did he preach about? You need to hear the word of God so you can build your character the right way, so you can live holy. And our poor children, do they have a chance? Except we catch a hold to the gospel plow and don't look back. Our children don't have no hope. No, they don't. We got to catch them at the right time. Give them all the cell phones. Give them whatever I guess you need to give them as a parent. But please, please, and I'm not Jane Brown, please, please, give them Christ. Give them the Lord. Please let them know what thus said the Lord. Please help them. I know they're bad. The Bible taught me to train them up in the way they should go. And he said, when they grow old, they won't depart. This I know. Stand up, Minister Dion. This I know. Oh, he done wiggled and twisted and turned. He done slipped, dipped, dropped. Went to the drop it hot clubs. Whatever they call them. Well, what is mom and I put in him? Oh, he can only wiggle so long. Because David said, I am now old, but I once was young. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed beg bread. You got to realize the Bible still what? This I know. Keep them under the blood. Make sure they live holy day by day. I don't care how they act. You keep pouring it in them. I don't know if you know it or not, but after a while, oh, it'll change after a while. I might be sleeping in my grave, but this I do know. If you put it in them, it will come back. If you put it in them, they will live holy. If you put it in them, they will live right. If you put it in them, they will praise God. If you put it in them, they will live sanctified. If you put it in them, they will be delivered. If you put it in them, they will live for the Lord. I'm closing, I promise you. I'm closing. I almost forgot, Pastor. I feel like I'm at home. Hey, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. My Savior. Because I come by to tell you, round about the edge of night, there might be a secret storm. As you search for tomorrow, as the world turns, are you so young and restless? But you're bold and beautiful. But listen to me, my children. If you're not careful, you're going by General Hospital. But guess what I found? I found a God in light that shines so bright. I said, I found a God in light that will lead you by night. This light is so bright, it'll lead you in the daylight. I don't know about you, but this I know. And you can't take it from me. He have delivered me. He saved my soul. He rescued me. He brought me out of my own death. When I was sinking deep in sin, never to rise no more, I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Oh, taste the Lord. Oh, taste the Lord and see that he's sweet. You ought to try him. This I know, that he's good, he's righteous, he's all right with me. Have you tried him in the pre-part of your sin? Have you tried him when things ain't going right? Have you tried him when things ain't looking right? Have you tried him when you're in the valley? Have you tried him when you're on the mountain? Have you tried him when you are sick? Have you tried him when you were well? I tried Jesus a long time ago, and he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. I found a Savior that will help us. I found a Lord that will bring us. I found a Savior that will guide us. He's the best shepherd I ever seen. He lead his sheep to green pastures. He lead his sheep to all righteousness. I said, I found him. I don't know about you, but he's sweet. 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 know about you, I feel pretty good right in here, right by.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.